O'Clock Live, Wednesday night edition of the show. We're kicking it off here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do it six nights a week, so join us for every single moment. If you miss a moment, that's okay. We've got them all archived for you on our website, right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. There's no logging in. There's no membership fees, no games. You just go and get them for free, freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, you can call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, freestateproject.org. Coming up tonight, we got some good stuff. We got a personal issue. We always love getting personal issues because they don't come in very often these days. From Sweden, actually. Personal issue from Sweden. And also, you've got something about the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America, possibly being under fire for piracy.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll find out what that's all about.
Quite ironic.
But we need to go to the phones first because this is your show. You take control with the number, 800-259-5791, about anything. To Manuel in Iowa, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Manuel.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, quite well.
Well, I was going to call because I'm very upset. I listened to last night's show, and I couldn't believe the whole deal about the secret police and the confiscation of gold. This is just a stereotypical. I feel like we're living in...
Well, now, Manuel, I mean, we don't know if they'll confiscate the gold. That's just what I said. What the story was last night, in case you're just tuning in, at the end of the night, we heard from an anonymous report from somebody who works at a bank that said they had a two-day meeting about security procedures that said if there was a national disaster, then the federal government would be in charge of who gets to take what out of their safe deposit boxes. So I just suggested that these guys are drunk with power, and they'll likely just not let you take any sort of... Actually, specifically said that you wouldn't be able to take your gold or your money or any valuables out, and I just believe that they'll just take your stuff, because that's what they did in New Orleans. But it did actually say that they were going to confiscate your gold.
Right, but I'm sure they will do it. And not only that, but they confiscated gold in the 30s.
Yes, they did.
So it's just, you don't even need conspiracies anymore. You know, they take the gold, they take your guns, they brainwash your kids in schools, and it's just everything you read about in other countries is just happening here, and it's just upsetting.
It really is amazing, and the most frightening part is that most of America is just going along for the ride.
Yeah, but it's just I just can't believe it.
I know, and it makes one feel so impotent. Like there's just, what are we gonna do? They're going to create this new fascist...
Well, what are we going to do? We are going to resist, we're going to refuse, we're going to dissent, and then we're going to increase our ranks by doing that. And then more people will resist, refuse, and dissent, and fight against this. That's all.
Yeah,
that's what we have to do.
Whenever I read things like this, I can't help but think, you know, how much longer can it last? 10, 20, 30 years, 40 maybe, max?
The longer we wait to act, the longer it will last.
I mean, until you know, it's over. In some form or another.
Oh, I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, when people were around back in the 30s, and folks who thought like us, obviously, and the New Deal comes out, they said, oh, this is terrible. How long can this last? And, well, it's
going on.
It's lasted quite a while.
I don't know. Yeah. The introduction of a new secret police seems worse than socialism.
Right. You know, I mean, talk about secret government. You have secret cops, secret courts, secret prisons.
That's
a secret government.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Manuel, and the only thing that I can think of to do about it is to retreat to New Hampshire with everybody else that thinks the way that we do, because right now we are in the minority. People that that believe in liberty and freedom, people that really understand what those words mean in this country, are 1%. There's a good amount of people that are with us in some of our ideas. For instance, if you've ever gone out and done a world's smallest political quiz to the public, you'll find that about 33% of the population agrees with libertarian ideas, but they don't have principles. They don't understand the real, you know, the basic fundamentals of liberty and freedom. They're just sort of, they're kind of in our camp with, yeah, less government's
right.
Good. But there's nobody bringing that message to them, except for Free Talk Live.
Yep, I signed up as a member, finally, so going there as soon as I can.
Oh, as a Free Excellent. State Project member, congratulations, Excellent. Manuel. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, now I got to keep venting and ranting about the government.
Take it easy.
Usual.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. I understand how you could feel defeated. Manwich. I mean, it just keeps getting worse out there. The situation in this country with the government growing out of control, and no one in Washington's doing anything about it. They're just all patting each other on the back, saying, hey, good job, we got more security now. Let's implement some more security on top of that.
You know, I think about fascist Germany in the mid-30s, and, you know, early 30s, late 20s, mid that whole time frame. And, you know, I have often just, I sit around, I don't do anything, I raise a ruckus, I make noise, but I pay my bills, and mm-hmm. I don't even send a letter to the bureaucrats saying, I'm paying my taxes under duress because I think you people are a bunch of fascists or whatever.
Well, you don't want to draw attention to yourself.
I don't. I you know, and I have a wife to worry about, and I got a couple of houses, mm-hmm. and, you know, I've got these things to be concerned with, and I think about the German citizens that were, you know, your average German, your average German citizen, last name, you know, Bontrager, living in Hamburg in 1935. You know, they probably saw some Jews disappearing, some Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, different people getting drug off, and they thought, well, it's not me. And I'm not saying anybody, I'm not seeing anyone get drug off, but I'm certainly reading some stories.
Jose Padilla?
Well, I'm reading some stories.
Oh, you mean you didn't see them real life? Okay.
I have not seen it my own experience.
How disturbing would that be, though? I mean, it's one thing to read about it happening, and that's pretty sick and twisted, but to actually watch the cops drag somebody out of their house or throw someone in a van and then leave.
But now they don't benefit as much from dragging people off. It's better just to tax the crap out of them.
Right. Imagine the furor if Jose Padilla's name was Joe Sullivan. That's
indeed.
I think people just aren't as sympathetic. Oh, Jose Padilla, I don't know.
Yeah, he's
kinda
brown.
He's brown. Sounds kind of iffy to me.
Well, I don't know. They had the one kid that was fighting in Afghanistan, allegedly fighting in Afghanistan against the American military.
The white kid?
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Daniel
offhand.
Somebody, I think.
Yeah, the skinny kid.
Right.
And
what happened to him? I forget.
They vilified the crap out of him. He's going back some kind of appeal type thing.
Hmm. Well, you know what? Since we're talking about the attacks on our liberties here, I'd like to point out, Manwich, that there are some effective things, some really effective things that we can do if we just have the courage to stand and do them. And I think that I saw something on Hammer of Truth yesterday, hammeroftruth.com, that I consider probably the biggest news story of the year so far in 2006. And it's not going to be reported anywhere except for pro-freedom sources like Free Talk Live and Hammer of Truth. Here's the story. Yesterday, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez gave a speech to Georgetown University regarding the legality of Bush's wiretapping program. And then some hooded folks came into the room. The black hooded protesters raised a banner with Benjamin Franklin's immortal words inscribed, "Those who would sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither." Gonzalez, intellectually outclassed by a dead man and a sheet, resorted to the only course available to him, ignoring the protest, not just the four hoodeds holding the sheet, but the other 22 protesters who had their backs facing him. So, just try to understand this here, and I'm going to post this link to this article on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com so you can actually see the photo because it's fantastic. You've got the Attorney General of the United States giving a speech. He's up at his podium. He's surrounded by important-looking, suit-wearing bureaucrats. There's people in the audience. In the middle of his speech, four people holding a bed sheet. I don't know if they actually entered with the bedsheet unfolded, or actually, I don't know how exactly this went about. I would like to get one of them on the show if possible, but I don't think anybody knows who they are.
Hoods.
They entered the room, unfurled this bedsheet with this quote written on it. Huge, it's huge. It's just an amazing picture. And stood in front of Alberto Gonzalez as he was giving the speech. Where was their homeland security to protect him from these protesters? Did a bunch of kids in a bedsheet outwit Homeland Security? We're going to come back with more. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791 is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. You can visit us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo. In fact, we added 2 brand-new Shriners to the Shrine over the weekend. You can take a look at them at freetalklive.com. It's not a beauty contest, just women that listen to the show, that are proud of the fact that they listen to the show, and we want to show them off. They give us validated photos, which means that they prove in their picture that they listen to Free Talk Live. So visit the Shrine, learn more about that, freetalklive.com. All right, we got calls rolling in. I just want to point out, we were just talking about hammeroftruth.com, and we must have crashed their website or something like that. No, I don't think it was Free Talk Live that did it. But I actually think that the demand for this article about the kids crashing Alberto Gonzalez's little speech at a law, was it Cornell? I forget. Georgetown University.
Hoyas.
At Georgetown. They walked
what
in.
What is a Hoya?
Well, their mascot's a bulldog.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
Me either.
Well, they walked in the middle of the Attorney General's speech and unfurled a banner that had Benjamin Franklin's classic quote on it about those who sacrificed their liberty for security deserve neither.
And we'll get neither.
They unfurled that banner. There was photographs taken of it. It was posted on hammeroftruth.com, and I have to say that it's probably the most popular article that I've seen on there since I've been watching their website. Usually on a blog, Hammer of Truth is a blog, usually they have a little comments area. Well, most of their entries get, you know, 6 to 20 comments. This one's had over 150 comments so far.
Mm.
So there's people coming from all around the internet posting really just positive comments. The fact that looking at the picture of these kids holding this banner made them cry. It made them proud to be Americans. You know, made them have confidence in the upcoming generation. Because it is possible to win, man. Which, I mean, it is possible to bring back liberty to this country. And it just takes simple acts of disobedience like this. Nobody was hurt. There was no violence here. It was just kids with a banner. But it was so powerful. They did such a great job. And apparently they had had really short notice on this, too. And they managed to scrape everything together and get this thing done. Hopefully this will be the start of many similar protests. Because now's the time. There's no point in waiting longer than this. Any chance we get, we need to dissent. And we need to do it as visibly as possible. And these kids did an amazing job. So right now, if you try to go to their website, it'll show you a bandwidth error. But the link is posted at freetalklive.com, and when it starts working, you can just go there and link to it. It's pretty neat stuff. You definitely want to take a look at it. Best, I think, most important news story of the year. Definitely the biggest pro-freedom, the most important thing that pro-freedom people have done visibly this year, in my opinion. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Melinda in California. Melinda, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. I was at the store today, and they had a petition to have GPS on sex offenders.
Have what? GPS?
Yeah.
Yeah, to put GPS on sex offenders, which is a bad, bad direction to go.
Why do you say that? It's bad.
Because we're saying, oh, well, you're a thief, so now we can put the GPS on you. And, oh, well, we just don't like you anymore, so we're just going to track you, too. I mean,
right, or maybe you're a Muslim. Maybe you should have GPS because you're a Muslim.
Yeah. And obviously these people have done their probably time in jail, and it's like forever. They're just going to be...
But don't you want to protect the children, Melinda? I mean, won't this protect the children if we give the sex offenders GPS?
Watching your children is protecting your children. That's what you do. You don't... It's just you don't take other people's freedom away if you're not... if you just don't care about watching your children.
Not to mention the fact that we did a story a couple weeks ago in which a 12-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl copulated, and they were caught. And now they're both sex offenders.
Yes.
So they would have GPS tracking on them.
Yeah, or just, I had a friend who was 19, and she had a 17-year-old boyfriend, and his mom threatened about every day that she was going to call the cops if she didn't stop dating him. And, well,
what?
She did, because, and it's 2 years, 2 years.
Outrageous.
And I'm certain your friend is no pedophile.
No.
Of course not. You can't be a pedophile and be interested in teenage girls. The definition of a pedophile is somebody that's interested in people that have not reached even puberty.
Well, we think that way.
Right.
However.
Well, it's not that we think that way. That's just the definition.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Melinda, you're talking too much sense. I mean, how many people were signing these petitions is the important
question. There were actually two people waiting to sign it. Otherwise, I would have gone up and said, I think this is wrong.
Wow.
Two people, and that's just, you know, 1 second of time. That would cost you. Somebody has to be tracking this, and...
Yeah.
It
just expensive.
Doesn't seem right. Yeah.
Thanks for the call,
like, Melinda.
No, did you have something else on your mind? I didn't mean to blow it off.
I was just like, the point was that to become a sex offender isn't that hard if it's just... No, you're a little bit older than someone who's under 18.
And that, not only that, some people have been labeled sex offenders for urinating in public.
Yeah.
I mean, you drink a little too much beer at the parade, and you can't get into any businesses to go. You walk to a little wooded area, somebody catches you. Now you're a sex offender.
Unbelievable.
In some places.
It's just crazy.
Hey, Melinda, I don't think you're on our Shrine of Female Listeners, are you?
No, I'm not.
What's it going to take, Melinda, to get you on the shrine?
I need to get my camera and get a good picture, but eventually, maybe.
All right. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can get done today. Thanks for the call, Melinda. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. Toll free 1-800-259-5791 to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey,
good evening, Walt.
You know, I want to tell you, after you guys dropped me last night, you guys really got on the ball.
How's that?
Well, you guys were talking about sending these pieces of garbage a message. In other words, threatening them, and because we had discussed that on the phone.
Well, that was Ian.
That was my idea. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm
too scared, Walt.
Libertarian or not, I think that's an excellent idea. The problem is, these people are pieces of garbage. She was mentioning sex offenders. How do you stop a sex offender? Well, there's only one way. How do you stop a rapist? How do you stop a murderer?
With violence,
take
right then?
Take away their weapon?
No, you just eliminate the person. In other words, that's what I'm saying. These judges, these cops, these people that put people in jail just need to be eliminated because
well,
now, anyway.
I'm not talking. I wasn't suggesting that we murder these guys.
But, you know, that's beside the point. Okay, what I call about. So, I am. So that, and, you know, and I don't care. And all you CIA punks out there, come on down.
Come on,
you know,
down to Walt's Auto Shop,
yeah, come on,
Kansas
come on
City,
down.
Missouri.
Here, let me explain something to you.
You got some pit bulls down there.
I would love to be on your show sometime, be a guest host, or just take questions. I would really love it. I mean,
well, you've got more airtime combined than some of our co-hosts.
I'm serious. I really would because I think. Well, I told you what my New Year's resolution was, is to wake people up. First of all, let me go here. Does anybody know what the colors in the flag stand for?
Go ahead and refresh my memory, because I'm not sure.
The red stands for the blood.
What? Of patriots.
Of patriots.
Right. I
the
knew that one.
The white stands for the purity of heart.
Hmm. Okay.
The blue stands for the loyalty of the Americans for this once great nation.
Hmm. That's very emotional. Walt,
now,
thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Marines,
yes?
December 10th.
Marines in December
1775. That's the birthday, baby.
There you go. Thanks, Walt. 800-259-5791. I like it when you call me baby. More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. We got a personal issue about porn. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-5791.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841. 3841.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Pains in the neck, little brothers, filing taxes, and collisions. I can't help you wrestle Uncle Sam, but when I come back, I'll give you some easy ways to avoid whiplash.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to BGFindAShop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
To avoid whiplash, remember CRASH, C-R-A-S-H. C, click seatbelts every time. R, restrain or remove loose objects, which become projectiles in a crash. A, airbags lessen blows. But remember, kids under 12 should ride in the back seat. S, safe drivers never tailgate. It serves no purpose, and it puts you at needless risk. H, headrest. Misnamed, headrests are really head restraints. But to protect against whiplash, they must be properly
properly aligned. The top of the headrest should lie somewhere between the top of your head to the top of your ears. If only Tax Form 1040 EZ were as simple. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. And it's free, like everything else at freetalklive.com. You can interact with over 1,100 other people there. There's thousands of posts, over 77,000 posts for you to surf around through. Various different topics, everything from lightweight, cancel that, 79,000. We're nearing 80,000 posts at this point.
Wow.
But lightweight topics, fun stuff, photoshops, and serious issues. You'll find it all there, bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. So it's rare these days that we get a personal issue on the show. But we always ask, and it's always an option. You got something that you want just some total stranger's opinions on, we're here for you. I mean, we're not psychologists or shrinks or people that are experts or have degrees in advice or anything like that. But, you know what, as far as I'm concerned, one guy's advice is just as good as anybody else's. And we got three guys here.
Indeed.
So, it's three times as good. Anyway, let's go to the email. This one from an anonymous person, although I did give where the country was that he was from. I have a personal issue. My girlfriend and I like to watch movies together, some more adult than others.
No.
So one day, a few weeks ago, my girlfriend came home with a new movie which she wanted us to watch together. This one was of the adult kind.
Saucy.
Last year I talked to an ex-girlfriend from some years back, and she told me she was going to the United States to work as an au pair.
It's like a nanny.
Oh, a nanny. Okay.
Au pair.
I thought that was great, and I wished her a happy time. So I guess you could understand the feelings sweeping through my body as the movie started, and I saw her face.
What?
His ex-girlfriend.
His girlfriend's in porno.
Yeah.
Or ex-girlfriend.
He says, I'll give you a hint, it was not one of excitement. What I felt was something resembling to horror over seeing my girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, getting it on with some guy and the whole world to watch. First, I thought that my girlfriend I have now was playing me, somehow knowing who that girl on the tape was and simply, you know, wanting to have a laugh at my expense. But she wasn't laughing. Instead, she was doing something else, which is unmentionable on the airwaves.
Good night.
Of course, I have not told my girlfriend who that girl was, but it's really starting to tear me up. She says she can't understand why I don't want to watch that movie. Apparently, she thought it was great and won't settle for the excuse that I think it's a bad movie. And it actually was pretty good. How do you guys think that I should solve this one? I can't for my life think of a way to break this to her.
Well, I think he screwed up in the first place by not saying, listen, baby, cut it out. That's my ex-girlfriend on screen. Let's get another movie. And how? How in the world? There've got to be thousands upon thousands of porno
odds.
Movies out there.
They make thousands of them every year. I mean, there's so much porn in the world. And the distribution of them, I mean, since there's so much porn, it's not like there's... not that I'm keyed into the porn industry, but as I understand it, you know, there are some real big stars in the business, and I suppose they have a certain following, but most of them are just...
Yeah.
Released, and there's no promotional budgets or anything like that. Where are you going to advertise? I mean, where are you going to advertise your porn video to? I don't even know how, I don't even know why there's, how do you make money? There's so much competition. I mean, I understand they charge 40 or 50 bucks for the movies, but man, it would seem to be just brutal trying to get your product out there, especially if you don't have a name. And I wonder, I mean, he doesn't say who the girl's name was, but I wonder if the girl who's in question here is actually a name. in American porn, or if she's just some chick that happened to be on a tape.
Well, there are a lot of people in American porn, and not a lot of them are names.
Yeah, well, most people.
Probably 1% of them are names.
Do them a few times, and they're out of it.
Yeah, it's
hey, baby, you want a couple $100?
Yeah,
real quick and easy.
And then most of them are disgusted by the operation in general.
Yeah,
and they're like, yeah. I'd rather work waiting tables.
Right, yeah.
The money's there, and the ones that have the stomach for it certainly make it.
And the other appendages.
Yeah, whatever.
In this case, you're right, Jason. He probably should have said something right then. And I suppose there is a chance that it's not really her, right? I mean, there's a chance you could have a doppelganger out there, somebody that looks similarly.
It was close enough to make this guy freaked out.
No doubt. I don't think it's really that big of an issue. I mean, unless your current girlfriend is somehow going to react negatively to this, it's just a total chance encounter. And I would just say get over your fear of talking about this and just simply say, look, I didn't explain this at first because I was so shocked at what I had seen. I didn't even know what to say. And I'll try my best to explain this to you. I don't know how this happened, sweetie, but the girl that you brought that tape home, that girl that was on that tape, she's my ex-girlfriend. Just lay it out there and see what happens. I can't see that anything negative would come from that.
I could.
What?
Because the girlfriend then says, you let me do what I did watching your ex-girlfriend.
Man, what do you think about that?
I was sitting here thinking exactly the same thing, and I don't think that he was necessarily thinking about the girlfriend. He was mostly in shock.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, you know, like a guy's not going to get a lot of joy out of seeing his ex-girlfriend up there on the big or the little screen in that case.
Right.
I think he could dodge that particular bullet.
It also depends on how well how good their communication is. I mean, if they've got good communication between one another, they don't have any problem working out conflicts between the two of them, I can't see that it would be a problem. But if she's like a controlling woman and she gets angry easily, then, well, tread carefully.
Yeah.
I think it really depends more on the kind of personality of the lady in this case than anything else. But she's obviously somebody who's got an open mind. I mean, she watches porn with her boyfriend.
Sure.
Right? So he doesn't go into details as far as what she's like, so we're totally grasping at straws here. But, I mean, he wants to break it to her, so I would say that definitely not. You shouldn't probably keep it quiet. Do you think that, I mean, that is an option. Do you think that he might want to just zip his lips and
move along? Sure. I'm guessing that's one of his motives behind writing this email, saying, should I keep my mouth shut or should I say something?
Well, what would you do, man?
I'd tell. But, you know, I like having that kind of open relationship where I can say, you know, this is what's going on with
me. Yeah.
And that's really important. What works for me.
I agree with that. I think communication is so important. If there's any sort of an issue, and this isn't just for porn, but if there's any sort of an issue in your relationship, getting it out in the open and having an adult discussion about it is the best thing that you could possibly do.
Absolutely. I mean, otherwise it just gets stored up and then it
builds.
Yeah, and one of the parties in the relationship lets things happen that shouldn't be happening, and eventually it boils over.
Yeah, get it out. Get whatever your issue is out in the open. And worst case, you throw it out there. You let her know how you were feeling, how uncomfortable it made you, the fact that you don't want to watch it ever again or whatever. You lay it out there, and if she's got a negative reaction, well, that's telling about her. You're being honest with her. You're sharing your feelings with her, and she wants to be negative, and she wants to be angry, and she wants to be mean about it. Well, maybe you should reconsider being girlfriend, having a relationship with this girl.
Well, I don't know whether I want to throw the whole relationship over, an ex-girlfriend who's in porno.
No, you're not throwing it over an ex-girlfriend who's in porno. You're throwing it over the reaction of your current girlfriend to you being honest with her. See what I'm saying?
Well, how do you think his girlfriend would react if he said, hey, remember that girl in that porn movie? You know, we could get with her.
I don't know, man. I don't know what his girl's like. 800-259-5791, and I doubt it, because she's in America now making porn, and they're in Sweden. More coming back. This is your show, since we're on the topic. Ooh, actually, more coming back with Rob in Hawaii. This is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest-growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. You can plot yourself. You just add your plug in your location. Add your name, even a photo of yourself if you like, a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be added to our worldwide map of listeners. Over 700 of our listeners have gone so far to map.freetalklive.com and added themselves to the map. It's cool stuff, and it's free, of course. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Rob in Hawaii. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Great to be on. Hey, I've got two stories. I got one that I came across called this hillbilly family. They got assaulted by a bunch of rifle-toting government thugs who stole their pet bear they'd been raising since birth.
Wait a minute. This isn't in Hawaii, is it?
No, this is on a different. I found it online.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, do you have hillbillies in Hawaii?
And bears?
No. Not there, but we do have a gas cap here in Hawaii, the only one in the nation, which is quite interesting, too, if you want to find out how that socialist experiment's gone.
Yeah, because we talked about that back in September when they were going to implement it, but let's talk about the hillbilly first. Share that with us.
Okay, well, anyway, and 2 years ago, the Perkins were out in a stand of wind-fallen forest harvesting down trees with chainsaws. Anyway, they came across a bear cub that apparently, its mother had abandoned it or had been killed. So
public service announcement. Public service announcement, if you find a bear cub, be very careful.
Yes.
The mother will come out and maul you.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, they rescued this little cub, named her Windfall after the trees that they were slicing up, and And the bear grew up, and it had free reign of their spread in the vast woods behind their house, coming and going as she pleased. And the Perkins insist the bear was never chained up or locked in a cage. The Ursine guest learned to open the house's doors and often close them behind her.
Good Lord.
What?
It, I guess this thing was just trained as can be, or just
wow.
was at home with them. So anyway, they go on, is there any law against a bear running around your yard, wonders the father. The whole 2 years, as far as I know, it wasn't against the law to have a bear. Hers was a pampered life. At the kitchen table, they shared pizza, Dr. Pepper, and cookies. She would wade into the river to bathe. Sometimes she'd join Jonathan for a shower, and occasionally she'd sleep in his room.
Wow. Yeah, right.
She'd wrestle the men out front or sit on their laps on the sofa.
Uh-huh.
She was like a child. There's things that bears can do you can't believe. It's not like a dog. It goes way beyond that. It's pretty intelligent when you can tell a bear, I love you, come give mama a kiss, and that bear runs right up and gives you a smack on the lips. But those bucolic days ended last October. Alerted by a wary neighbor, half a dozen state police swarmed across the footbridge to their home. I heard someone holler, and there were six riot shotguns pointed at me, Rocky recalled.
Good Lord.
Officers seized the bear without incident. Initially, Rocky Perkett started to talk of trying to get Windfall back, starting a nonprofit group and building an enclosure for cast-off bears from the backwoods. But that notion went nowhere with Oregon wildlife officials. The
wow.
Perkins were flouting the law, said Burgett. I don't think the state wildlife officials trusted them to be responsible for the animal. Now the father and son would settle simply for retrieving their photos and videos of Windfall seized during the raid.
Oh.
Perkett
What's
said
that
sentimental,
all about?
This is crazy. Perkett said their sentimental value attached and proof of Windfall's amazing domestic exploits. Law enforcement authorities aren't budging on that one, though. Burgett said that state officials are concerned the photos and videos, quote, would only glamorize the Perkett's tale on TV instead of conveying the message that they broke the law.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're all worried about this bear, you know, and it's got this perfect, pampered little life out in the wild, out with this great little family.
Right.
So guess where they put it?
Zoo?
A zoo?
They pin it up in a little pen for, I guess, 2 years before they can find a teeny little zoo where it's harassed by monkeys.
Aw.
So
sad.
I guess it's doing okay now. But
at first, I didn't even believe you. I mean, with all of the things that you said about it, opening and closing doors and kissing, and I'm actually being told by our board operator that bears are at least as smart as dogs, if not more so. And so very interesting, especially the most interesting part has to be the fact that they're suppressing the photos and the video footage.
Yep, don't want it out. I guess this father and son logger could face a year in jail and a fine of more than $6,000, which is something I definitely want my money to go towards.
Wow. Yeah. Well, tell me briefly about the gas cast and how all that's working out for you.
Well, anyway, Hawaii set their gas cap to match a mainland prices, you know,
right.
thinking, oh, that's how we're going to control the price here. Not the fact they got 58 cents in taxes on gas here, highest in the nation, highest gas prices.
Right.
Highest cost of doing business here anywhere. Horrible difficulties of building refineries here.
So what has happened as a result?
So anyway, this is a new type of gas cap they put in place that actually, instead of lowering prices, raised prices.
Okay.
Over here, and it caused people to one day to the next the price will jump 20 cents or more.
Jeez.
Wow.
And it'll be announced ahead when this is going to happen, so people won't come in to fill up until, you know, the new price hits, or they'll
right.
wait forever. So you've got these huge long lines at all the gas stations,
gosh.
People trying to figure out how to game the market, and all the poor gas station owners are trying to figure out how to play the new game, and it's driving the price up for everybody.
Nobody has talked about this. This hasn't even been, I haven't seen any stories on this since the initial activation of these gas caps last year.
Yeah, it's crazy, but the worst part is this. It's not just the short-term effects. When they've been talking about this gas cap thing for years and years, and it's driven away all sorts of businesses who might have thought of coming here, but, oh,
sure.
You want to come here when you're...
Yeah, why would you want to come and get regulated?
Yeah.
Who wants that? Hey, Rob, thanks for the call, man. Sounded great, by the way. Were you on a voiceover IP or something?
No, on a phone I wasn't supposed to be on.
Sounds really nice. Take it easy, man. 800-259-5791. This is your show. What a sad story about that bear. Let's see if we can pull that up over the break, just to see if there's any more on that. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live. And should people be allowed to own bears? I say yes. It's your show. Take control.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and short Wave Radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 1/31/06.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Yeah, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of stuff on our website, and it's all free. The bulletin board system's there, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming, and more. If you like all of that for free, well, then we'd like your vote. If you just go to vote.freetalklive.com, it'll take you right to where you need to go. All you need is your email address. It'll take you less than a minute to complete the voting process. Makes a big difference for us because it keeps us on the top of the charts in the podcast world, and that just means more listeners, more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty every single day, thanks to your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. So once a month sort of a thing. I went and did a quick search for this bear story that Rob from Hawaii told us about, and I found the source from the, looks like KTLA, Los Angeles, radio station or television station, and from Merced, California. Looks like they've moved the bear actually down to the Sacramento area at a zoo down there. Apparently, this bear was allowed to, it was just sort of living outside of the house of a couple of mountain men up in Oregon, and they were allowing it to just fraternize with them. And
sure. It was What's the difference between this and a raccoon? I think the raccoon's actually, to some extent, related to the bear family.
It is. Really?
You know, what's the difference between having a raccoon that you sort of give food to, you rescued a raccoon cub, and then it's allowed to do whatever it wants around your house. It goes into the woods when it wants to do raccoony stuff.
Right.
When it wants to do people stuff, it comes to the house.
I bet that would be illegal too.
It probably would be, but certainly it's not. It doesn't fall into the charismatic megafauna category,
right?
I don't think
bears really fall into that category either.
They do,
only on Disney movies. I mean, in reality, they're pretty scary things.
Well, they are, yeah. But if you think of the wild, the naturists and the wildlife type. Preservation type people, yeah, bears would be very much charismatic megafauna.
It makes me wonder what PETA and people like that would think about this case. I mean, what side would the animal activists take on this?
Oh, they would take the government side.
Absolutely.
Really?
Because, I don't see how.
Even though the bear is now caged in a zoo in a very small area?
Well, they realize that the bear's brain is not as advanced as ours, and therefore we subverted its natural instincts. You know, of course the bear would be dead.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the people.
Right.
I just don't understand. Essentially, it's a domesticated bear.
What's wrong with that?
I have no problem with it.
Nor do I.
I don't see any problem with it.
If you have a problem with it, I'd really like to hear from you. 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791.
The only problem I have with it is that I didn't get to see the bear do any tricks on David Letterman.
Well, and for good reason. They confiscated all the videotapes. What's that all about? I mean, that's sinister, if you ask
me. It is absolutely sinister.
These cops came to these people's home with shotguns, took the bear, and took all of their footage, their video footage, their pictures, their evidence of the fact that this bear was friendly, it was living amongst humans, it was getting along, because they don't want that to get out. They don't want people to learn that bears can be domesticated. They don't want people to learn that bears might, you might be able to own them.
If people learn that bears are friendly, the terrorists win.
I think it's disturbing. And I think people should be able to be free to own whatever it is that they want to own. It's their responsibility to take care of it. And now you've got this bear that was being taken care of just subsisting at a zoo. I mean, it's in so much of a smaller area. It had freedom to roam at these guys' house, and now it's locked up in a pen. It seems to me, as somebody who likes animals, that the prior arrangement was much better for the bear. Maybe it's just me. Hour number two is on the way. If you are somebody that thinks the bear does belong in a zoo, we want to hear from you. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Chances.